January 18th. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. John Fawcett. Almost apologetically, the Reverend John Fawcett told his small Baptist congregation in the Yorkshire village of Waynesgate that he had accepted a call to a large London church. There were tears on both sides of the pulpit because John dearly loved his congregation, and they loved him. He had come to them as a young man of 26, a newly ordained preacher, and for 7 years he had served them faithfully. Though it had been a struggle raising a large family on $200 a year, they had managed. Now, at least financially, it would be easier. But several days later, with all their belongings packed into wagons for the 200-mile trip, the Fawcetts had the second thoughts of many ministers and their families before and since. They did not want to leave. The difference is, they didn't. Climbing down off the wagon, John declared, "We aren't going." The call to London rejected, the beloved minister stayed at the little Waynesgate church for nearly 60 years. When he died in 1816, he left little material goods to his children, but he left them and the world one of the most universally loved hymns of brotherhood in the history of the Christian Church, "Blessed be the tie that binds." Guide me in making tough decisions today, Lord.